Time to talk some fantasy football. A lot of people are hanging on to every word of our next guest because he is the fantasy football expert for ESPN.com. And he's a local guy. And he's brought to us by Family Jewelers. His name is Eric Carabel. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Let's get right into it, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Now, the Tennessee Titans can't score a touchdown. So I got to think that the Eagles are the best. The Eagles defense is the best possible play this week. Right?
Well, Tennessee Titans, they don't allow a lot either. So, you know, I do think Carson Wentz is a good play. Zach Ertz is a good play. But after that, I got to be careful because we don't know if Alshon Jeffrey is going to suit up or Jay Ajayi at this point. And even if they do, they're likely not going to be full-time participants as fantasy managers would expect. So Titans just held the Jaguars to no touchdowns last week in their place. So I don't expect either team to score a lot. This feels like a lower scoring, like 16-9 type game to me.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles win. I don't think they're going to score a lot of points, though. And the running games on both teams are going to be bad.
Okay, so what matchups are you looking at this week that favor certain players?
Well, outside the Eagles game, and I'm looking at the Bengals this week. The Falcons score a lot of points, and they give up a lot of points. And four Bengals are among our top 15 on the most added list at ESPN. Their quarterback, Dalton, obviously, Tyler Boyd, Eifert, Gio Bernard. I think these guys can exploit Atlanta. I think they can make this a high-scoring game, like a 35-31 type game. So trust your Bengals this week. It's important in fantasy to see how they do because people are adding them and relying on them as well. There are two teams on bye this week. Make sure you sit your Panthers and your Redskins.
Okay. A lot of questions on Twitter for you, so I'll get right into it. Frank wants to know, should I go with Fitzpatrick or Luck this week?
You know what? I'm going to go Fitzpatrick. And the reason why is Andrew Luck now has the second worst percentage of yards per attempt. He and Sam Bradford are so far deep down. Luck throws nothing downfield. He's not putting up points. Fitzpatrick made his own mess last week, giving up a lot of yards with the interceptions, and then he had to come from behind. I see him doing that again against Chicago, so I would take Fitzpatrick this week.
All right, here's another question. A lot of people are obsessed with Fitzpatrick. Guy Cecil tweets in, Fitzpatrick or Stafford this week?
I'd probably draw the line there. I mean, the Dallas defense gives up a lot of stuff. You know, I don't really trust the Lions running game, so remember, Fitzpatrick's going to have a couple turnovers in that game, too. I would take Stafford there.
All right, let's go with David on Twitter. Would you trade Keenan Allen for Le'Veon Bell straight up in a PPR league?
No, I would not right now. And I wasn't thinking this 3 weeks ago, but it sure looks like Le'Veon Bell does not want to play anytime soon. So I don't think he's going to get traded. And even if he does get traded, he still wouldn't report. I don't think he's playing until November, until he has to. So, no, I am not trading Keenan Allen, who's really good in the PPR, for Le'Veon Bell.
All right, well, what about the rumors that Le'Veon may be an Eagle for a third-round pick?
You know, that really doesn't change anything, though. I mean, that's the whole point here is that Le'Veon does not want to play until he gets the contract he wants. And it doesn't really matter what team he's on. So the reports I'm hearing is, even if he does get traded, he's still going to be trouble, and he wouldn't play. So, you know, maybe the Eagles get him. I doubt the Eagles are interested, but I don't think Le'Veon's playing in October, so I don't want to wait until round
That's
nine,
interesting.
You know, week nine.
That puts fantasy owners in a dilemma because a lot of people are asking me, if I trade him, what is fair expected return for him?
Well, each week it goes down. You know, I said 2 weeks ago that I would take anybody in the top 10 or 15. Now, I mean, I would take anybody in the top 30 or 40. I just don't see him playing in next month.
Okay, Rodney emails in, says, I have Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff. Who should I play this week?
I think it's still Aaron Rodgers. I'm not too worried about him. First of all, they're at home against Buffalo. I know Minnesota did nothing at home against them, but I don't see that happening again. Rodgers may not be a guy who gets you 30 points every week, but his floor is so high. I don't think he's going to have any bad games. I would stick with Rodgers.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got Mike in Newark checking in on the telephone. Mike, you're on with Eric Carabel. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, I got a quick rundown. A 12-man standard league, only five bench spots. I got David Johnson, Jordan Howard, and then a bunch of wide receivers. Keenan Allen, Jeffrey, Gordon. Would you trade Keenan Allen for Adrian Peterson? I only have two running backs.
Is he there? We lost Eric. Oh, Mike, we lost Eric.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. We'll try to get him back. We lost Eric Cabra. I had a bad line there. So, you fantasy players, just hang in there for a second. We will get him back. So he does like Carson Wentz a little bit, which is surprising to me because, it's a pretty good defense they're playing against. I don't know if I would ride with any Eagles except their defense this week. So that's that. We got him back. All right, Eric, we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here.
Okay, all right.
Somebody hung up on me.
Yeah, all right. Hold on a second, Mike. Ask that question again because we lost him.
All right. Did he get any of it?
Did you?
Okay, I heard it.
You heard the question?
No. All right. It's a 12-man standard league. Only 5 bench spots. I got David Johnson, Jordan Howard, but then I got Keenan Allen, Gordon, Jeffrey, Godwin. Would you trade Keenan Allen for Adrian Peterson?
No, absolutely not. I do not trust that. Even if you need running back help, no. Adrian Peterson's not going to do this all season long. It's going to be one good game, one bad game. Absolutely not. Keenan Allen's a star.
All right, there you go. How you feeling about Baker Mayfield, by the way?
You know, I think this week he's actually a pretty decent play because Oakland's so terrible, embarrassing, no pass rush. But he's a rookie. So, again, there's at least 10, 15 quarterbacks I would trust in a fantasy league. And you're talking about, you know, a league right now where Matt Ryan, Andy Dalton, even Kirk Cousins, these guys aren't guaranteed starters in fantasy because they're not even in the top 10. How can you trust a rookie who's unproven?
I got you. All right, Matt Sherman, email question. Would you trade Diggs and Crowell for ODB and Rivers or Wentz?
Well, I mean, if you need a quarterback, then yeah, that's a different story. In a general sense, there's so many quarterbacks, I would never trade for a quarterback. I would never trade anything all that good. Crowell's nothing special. If you can get Beckham and a quarterback that you need, then sure, I would do that.
All right. How about Calvin Ridley over Demaryius Thomas in a PPR league? Rick Watson.
In a PPR, no. Ridley's getting touchdowns, but he's not getting a whole lot of catches. And I don't really expect that to continue as time goes on. So right now, I still like Demaryius. And Denver, by the way, at home against Kansas City, you really can't get a much better matchup than that.
All right. By the way, to climb in on the phone. It's 215-263-0975. Let's go back to the phones. Ed in Woodbury, you're on with Eric Carabell.
Yeah, how you doing? I got a 2QB league. I got Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, and Phillip Rivers. I like Rivers' matchup. I don't know if it's going to be a shootout tonight with the defenses all banged up. Just trying to see who would start between the three of them.
You know what? I might just sit Cousins this week. I'm concerned not only is Cousins on a short week, but he's playing an elite defense. So I think he's probably the odd man out for me.
All right.
All right, there you go. I need to start two of the three. Calvin Ridley, Corey Davis, or Sammy Watkins. Who do I go with?
Well, I mean, I would definitely play Ridley there. Corey Davis against the Eagles or Watkins against Denver, I think I have to lean towards Corey Davis, especially since the Eagles do such a good job stopping the run. I think Corey Davis makes a couple of big plays based on what we've seen the past couple of weeks.
Okay, John on Twitter, he needs two wide receivers among Aguilar, Cooper, Crabtree.
Well, I mean, if Jeffrey comes back, that would affect Aguilar. To me, Cooper and Crabtree are guys you probably want to have in your lineup every week. We saw last week Aguilar didn't get a whole lot of love. I think Jeffrey's going to play, actually, even though he didn't practice today. So I would actually stick to Aguilar.
All right, here's Baker Mayfield or Jared Goff question.
No, it's Goff.
It's Goff. All right, back to the phones with Matt in Cranberry, New Jersey. Matt, you're over there at Carabell.
Hey, I just want to pick two out of the three or four. You got Nelson Aguilar, Dallas Goedert, Eric Ebron versus Houston, or if Sproles is healthy, pick two out of those four if you can. Thank you.
And Aguilar is a definite. I mean, be careful of Dallas Goedert. I don't expect them to put up those numbers every week. I would play Ebron over Goedert and Sproles. So if you need to, Aguilar first, Ebron second.
All right, let's go to Dom in New Jersey. Dom, you're on with Eric Carabell.
Hey, I had a question for who should I start, Phillip Rivers or Drew Brees in a PPR league?
I have Breeze as, like, the number two quarterback of the week. It's a good matchup for him. He's playing great. I would go with him. If you have Breeze, I'm pretty much going to go with him every week now.
All right, there's Dom calling from the drag race strip. Eric, you like the Eagles this week, or are you staying away from them?
What's the line?
The line is, what is it, 3-4. It's 4 now.
I might take Tennessee with the points, but I think the Eagles win the game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, tough game, something like 13-10, 16-13, something like that.
So it's a Mikey Miss money line play this week.
Yeah.
On my new website.
I like it.
All right, good for you. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right, there he is. Eric Carabel.